Are you eating more sugar than you think you should? Well, today I'm going to be talking about three ways that sugar impacts our mental health. So beyond the typical health things that we hear of why sugar is not good for us, I'm going to be talking about how it affects our brain and our mental health today. And friends, I encourage you that if you need some support along your health journey, especially when it comes to sugar, is to check out my course, Healthy Inside and Out. This really lays the foundation of having a healthy lifestyle, of learning the basics and really beyond the basics of what it means to eat healthy, how to balance your blood sugar, how to optimize your metabolism, the importance of walking and exercise, and how to do this in a way that feels good too, that takes into account you're busy, you're overwhelmed, and teaches you how to tune into your body. There's meditations throughout this course and all the PDFs and downloads that you need so you don't have to look up anything. There's going to be a link in the description down below where you can find out more about this course, and you even have the option to get 4 health coaching calls with me. So if you guys are stuck and you're looking for something to help you get healthy and stay healthy in a way that nourishes your body, check out the course, Healthy Inside and Out. Hi friends, and welcome to the Healthy Beyond 40 show. I'm Michelle, mom of 4 and military wife, and I'm passionate about helping women get healthy from the inside out so they can feel better and live their best life. Do you feel like you're struggling to lose weight and get in shape? If you're ready to develop healthier habits, exercise consistently, and lose weight sustainably, then you're in the right place. I combine my expertise from my doctorate in physical therapy to my experience as a health coach, personal trainer, and yoga teacher to bring you actionable steps for a healthy lifestyle. No magic pill here, so lace up those shoes and get moving. All right, friends, let's dive into this episode today. So I'm going to be talking about 3 ways that sugar impacts our brain and really our mental health. So most of us know that sugar isn't great for us, that it can cause weight gain. It can lead to things like type 2 diabetes and obesity. And really, if you listen to this, it also causes chronic inflammation. But I specifically want to talk about the way this impacts our mental health. And one of the ways I have seen it in my clients is anxiety. So I've had clients that have cut down the amount of sugar they've had, and they've noticed that they are having way less anxiety. And I've also had other coaches tell me that this happens to their clients too. So people who suffer from anxiety, and I lean more towards being anxious, you have that worry, panic, you're just more alert. So sugar can really intensify these symptoms. And also when we're eating sugar, we can get a surge of adrenaline that further increases that hyperactivity, that hyper response to stress or whatever is going on. And what research has shown is that sugar can exaggerate the negative effect of this surge of adrenaline and these effects from eating sugar. So especially if maybe you're someone who's anxious and you're reaching for food to soothe it, it probably doesn't work long term. It goes back to this idea of what do we actually need in that moment. So it can end with this spiral of feeling anxious, grabbing food, becoming more anxious, and it just spirals and it doesn't really get you to that place that you need to be. The other way sugar can impact your mental health is by leading to depression. So think about that same cycle I was just talking about. Is when we're feeling stressed, we get adrenaline. We can also get that release of the feel-good hormone dopamine. So we get that initial high when we eat sugar because of dopamine. So typically people are seeking something and we have that sugar, so we get that feel-good hit of dopamine and we get that vicious cycle again. And it's almost like we have this overactivated reward system in our brain. And studies have also shown that sugar can also increase feelings of depression. There can be different reasons why, but I just want you guys to start to see a little bit of how powerful sugar is and how many different things that it can affect. Because especially when it comes to our mood, we're really not as in tune with that and in tune with how food is connected to our mood. So even though we're just talking about sugar here, also know that there's other types of food that can affect your mood. And it really goes back to this ability to be able to tune into your body, to tune into yourself and know what your body needs and to be able to be on board with that. So sugar, this is number 3, can also affect your learning and memory. So eating sugar can actually contribute to the deteriorations of the brain's ability to process and retain information. And part of this has to do with inflammation. So you guys have probably heard me talk about how sugar causes inflammation, but also high omega-3s can cause inflammation. And studies are actually showing that depression and stress can cause inflammation and increase inflammation in our bodies. This inflammation can lead to things like forgetfulness and confusion. There was a study in 2012 by UCLA, and it showed that insulin resistance caused by consuming a high sugar diet actually damages brain cells. And this was in rats, while having foods rich in omega-3 protect these synapses. So insulin resistance is when you have sort of tanked out your pancreas' ability to release insulin, and it needs more and more and more because your blood sugar keeps being high. And this happens decades before we get to that diabetes state. And so although unstable blood sugar levels can create excessive insulin release, this makes the brain secrete glutamate. So it's a neurotransmitter that sends signals between nerve cells, and it's necessary for learning and memory, but when it is in excess, it causes agitation, depression, and anxiety. So especially if we are reaching for sugar when we're feeling sad, stressed, overwhelmed, just know that it's your body wanting that hit of dopamine and adrenaline. But it's probably not what you need. It's just a temporary relief. So we really have to look at our long-term health, and we have to look at how is this food affecting my mood, how I'm feeling about myself, how I'm feeling about others, my motivation, because it can really be powerful. So I encourage you to just notice this next week how foods affect you, and do they change your mood? And really start to tune into your body and how you're feeling. And I also want to share, too, it's sort of three of my favorite supplements that can help or be part of mood. And so one, as you just hear me bring up in that study, and you've probably heard me before talk about omega-3. So omega-3s are very powerful anti-inflammatories, but there's also some research that it can help with things like anxiety and depression. So most Americans' levels are way out of whack. So I partnered with a company called Zinzino, and you guys can test your levels at home and supplement with their high quality omega oil. Their omega oil has extra polyphenols in it, and this helps to prevent it from being oxidized so you don't get that fishy taste or fishy burp. This is what I take, and this is what I have my kids take, because we all need omega-3s. It's essential, and it's really the building blocks for cells in our brain. Our brain is mostly fat, and a lot of our omega-3s are stored in there, and we aren't getting enough. So it's not just powerful for you, but also for kids, really for the health of our country. The other supplement I like is my Organifi green juice. And this also helps with energy because they have a clinical dose of ashwagandha. So sometimes you'll get different supplements or drinks, and they'll have like a variety of stuff in it. But this actually has a clinical dose, a good amount of ashwagandha in it, and it's an adaptogen herb that helps with your stress response. So there's also other things like green tea extract and microgreens and other things that are also good in this juice, but that is probably the one thing that helps me. I'm not a caffeine drinker, so this helps to give me a little bit more energy, but also when life is more stressful, I'm making sure that I'm drinking my green juice. The other product that Organifi has is their gold, and this has a very good dose of lemon balm, which is a very calming herb, and along with turmeric. So it's like this golden drink that I will have at night. I like to mix mine with almond milk or some water with some canned coconut milk. And it's really just a calming drink to have in the evening to reset myself and get ready for bed. So if you guys are looking for a little extra support, I'm going to have the links down below. And for Organifi, if you use the code HEALTHY20, you're going to save 20% off your order. All right, guys, so all those links are going to be in the description down below. So remember, look at what you're eating this week. Notice how it's impacting your mood, because that can also be something that might be really motivating, is that if you can eat differently and in a way that actually helps you to feel better and improves your mood, that can be really powerful. So I encourage you to head to my Facebook group and share if you have ever noticed how food affects your mood. So maybe that's sugar, maybe it's something else like dairy or gluten. Share in the group so other people can really be inspired and get ideas of what to look at in their diet that might be affecting their mood. All right, guys, keep on taking one step forward. And remember, don't get overwhelmed. One thing at a time.